Financial Services, NMLS number 3038, Equal Housing Lender.
WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station. 97.1. Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1. Ticket. Brought to you by the 2012 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official flavor crust pizza of the Detroit Lions. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lions Review, live from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. We can stop by tonight. Good food, good drinks, and a nice place to come watch Monday Night Football if you're out and about. If not, please make plans to do that very soon. We got the head coach here right now. Rob Sims is going to join us a little bit later. Good stuff to talk about with the victory yesterday. And coaches, we welcome you in. Let's start right there. Anytime you go on the road and win in the National Football League, that says something because it's not easy.
Yeah, you never take them for granted. We were in a situation where we needed a win to get back to 500, set ourselves up for the second half of the season. We were able to accomplish that and accomplish it maybe a little different way than we have all season, playing with the lead and just finishing the game out when it came to the end of the game.
Yeah, and here's what jumped out to me, too. If you look at the two teams, to put it bluntly, you're further along. You're a better football team right now. And you guys did not give them, from the outset, reason to believe that this was going to be their day to rebound from a 1-6 start.
Yeah, we didn't score right away. We moved the ball, got from backed up and ended up punting and then missed a field goal on our second drive. But our defense was able to get stops, didn't allow a first down for a long time. And, sort of set the stage for our offense to be able to get it going, which they did, scoring three times in the first half, three touchdowns, and then just have a comfortable lead and just manage the game at the end rather than scrambling to catch up.
Let me start with what you kind of talked about today, and that's where this team has been. You talked about it right there, getting back to 500, won three of your last four. And it's not just winning. It's that when you look at the way you're winning, you're playing better football, and it seems like you're getting better incrementally each week.
Well, we've played young guys. We've had some injuries, and we've got some of those replacements in there. We had some rough spots early in the year as a result of it, but this league's all about improving. It's all about being consistent over the course of 16 games. And even though we started 1-3, we were able to go 3-1 in the next four games. And like I said, get back to 500 and set ourselves up with an opportunity to make a run in the second half of the year. It would have been difficult if we didn't battle back to 500, but we're here, and now it just matters how we play starting this week against Minnesota.
Well, go into that one at 4-4, and let's talk about some of the things that happened yesterday in the game, and let's start with that defense because you touched on it a moment ago, the way you started, but really I want to go back a little further. I think since that Tennessee game, when you had a problem in terms of giving up some big plays both on special teams but on defense as well, you guys have played very good football defensively. Maybe some things you would like to have done better against Seattle, you can always say that. But I'd say over the last month and a half, this defense has played very well.
Yeah, tightened up the pass coverage, haven't given up a ton of big plays there. We tackled well yesterday we only had two missed tackles. And we were able to clean those up pretty quickly, so they didn't have a lot of yards after contact and yards after missed tackles. Did well on third down through most of the game. I mean, at the end, we were playing more of the clock than we were the down and distance sticks because a big play was what they needed to get back in it. So some of those stats you can look at a little bit different. But, our defense went out early, got three and outs, got stops, got some turnovers, particularly those first couple drives in the second half, and just set the stage for our offense. And when we play well, that's the way we play. Play good in the red zone, play good on third down. Get some stops in there. Don't allow big plays. And if we can do that, then we get a good chance to be able to be in position to win the game.
When people talk about your defense, they talk about the fact the front four has to set the tone. And in many ways, that's the case throughout the NFL. Those guys have to start it up front. But, Coach, if you look at some of the box scores from some of your games, there have been games where you haven't had a lot of sacks, but you have still played well defensively. Talk about how you've been able to do that.
Well, up front, if an offense's objective is not to get sacked, they can accomplish that. You can throw the ball quick the whole day long, but unless you make big plays in this league, unless you can get first downs, you have a hard time scoring points. And the last couple teams we played have made a big effort to get the ball out quick and avoid being in sack situations. We've had one sack in the last two games, but that doesn't mean that we haven't played well up front, and the respect that they have for our defensive front is what limits their offense. It's a lot like we talk about Calvin Johnson. you know, even if he's not as productive as people would like, his presence on the field changes the way the game's played and opens up other things for us. And I think it's the same thing with our defensive line. It doesn't have to have gaudy numbers to be effective, because just being out there affects the way other offenses play us.
It was warm yesterday down in Jacksonville, and we saw you once again rotate that defensive line, guys in and out of there. Is that a big advantage in a game like that, where maybe guys do get a little bit gassed out there?
Yeah, I mean, it was warm, but it wasn't debilitating. It wasn't like Tampa in the beginning of last year. You know, it was sort of welcome, to tell you the truth. It was about 80 degrees and sunny. I don't know that fatigue really played a part, but you know, if you want to be you know, if you want to be good over the course of the game, but also good over the course of 16 games, it makes sense to keep those guys fresh and keep them throwing fastballs. So we're always going to rotate those guys, and we have trust in the backups that are out there, and some of them play just as much as our starters.
One thing we didn't get to see often last year was this linebacking core play together. We're seeing that this year. Now, obviously, DeAndre hasn't played in a couple weeks. Ashley has filled in. But just talk about the play that you've gotten out of those guys and the job that they've done.
Yeah, you know, other than the injury, we've had the same group out there. And even Ashley Palmer steps in. Ashley's a veteran player for us now. He's played very well on special teams in the last 2 weeks. He's stepped up and done a great job on defense for us. But we've had consistency from our linebackers. They're in the right spots. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And as a result, you're not seeing plays sort of, you know, get to our secondary a whole lot. You know, I think that particularly the run game, you didn't see our safeties making a ton of tackles, our corners making a ton of tackles in the run game. And when our linebackers are playing well, then that's sort of the way it plays out.
When young players get called upon, you don't know how they're going to react. We have seen some up and downs with your rookies' corners, but back to that word, seems like Jonte Green is trending up. He seems to be getting more comfortable out there, and perhaps more than anything, with his tackling and being able to take on guys in open field.
Yeah, he made a couple of big tackles, particularly early in that game on third down, stepped up, stoned guys, and kept them from getting any run after the catch, and put us in some fourth and one, fourth and two situations where they ended up punting the football. Jonte's improved every single week. He's come a long, long way since that first rookie minicamp. And since then, he's probably the most improved player that we have. And it's been some baptism by fire. But, you know, it's sort of the way this league is. And, you know, he's improved every single week. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, he didn't give up any big plays and didn't miss tackles. And one thing can lead to another. And I think that he did a good job in both of those areas, did a good job communicating. You know, with our safeties, and, you know, just went out there and played, and I think it showed.
Well, and it hasn't just been a baptism by fire of having to play as a rookie in the NFL, which is never easy. It's also been that he hasn't always known which guys are going to be playing around him. You've had to flip-flop that thing every single week, and yet you've found some consistency back there.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we haven't had consistent personnel, but our play has been fairly consistent. Since you said, since early in the year, we gave up some big plays, particularly that Tennessee game, San Fran game, that we shouldn't have given up in the coverages that we were in. But we did, and, you know, we sort of found a way to, you know, work around that. Guys improved in the positions that they played. Guys take a lot of pride in playing, and we can't underestimate how much the front helps. Like I said, if the quarterback's holding the ball a long time, there's plenty of time for guys to get open. If they're throwing it quick, you react and making tackles, and I think we saw a lot of that yesterday.
I think yesterday, too, we mentioned Eric Coleman's name a lot in that game. You've had to move guys around to safety, and he's been called upon to play, and he did a nice job for you.
Yeah, made a fantastic interception. Just a great play going up and getting the ball taken away from the receiver. And, you know, where they're trying to make a big play, we turn around and make a big play for ourselves, and had another interception. It was an overthrow. Wasn't an outstanding play, but he had an interception. That was called back because of a penalty, and tackled very well, had a couple other pass breakups. So, yeah, Eric Coleman's a veteran player for us, but I think you saw him play very consistently, number one, but also make a big play for us and you know, stopped one of their drives.
And we're listening to Coach Schwartz here on the Lions Review from the Hard Rock Cafe, brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, the best mortgage banker, NMLS number 3038, an equal housing lender. They are always kind enough to sponsor our conversation with Jim Schwartz. Look, we roasted the special teams, not you, me, questions, when they didn't play well early. They've turned it around, and they've started to do some good things. What's been the biggest difference there since those two games where it really stood out?
Well, probably young players getting experience. We talked about Jonte Green. You know, we guys like Tahir Whitehead, Travis Lewis, some guys that have never covered kicks before, and all of a sudden they're out there covering, and there's an experience factor that goes along with it. And we're still not as good as we can be in any phase, offense, defense, or special teams. We've still got things we're working on, things we can improve on. But those guys had a lot of pride as far as a group and also individually. Got a couple guys back for some injuries, which freed up a couple other guys to play, particularly at the safety position. In this game, I think you saw our special teams, particularly our kickoff coverage, make some plays, put those guys back inside the 20 a couple times, and it's been that way the last couple weeks. You know, we had some guy try to bring one out 9 yards deep,
yep,
and paid with getting it down inside the 20. So those have been big plays for us, but we can continue to improve and we can continue to get better.
Now talk about the decisions that guys have to make now in terms of those kickoff returns, of walking the line between trying to make a play when you're 7, 8, as you mentioned, 9 yards deep, and deciding, okay, we'll take it at the 20, or I'm going to try to get something done.
A lot of it has to do with hang time at a kick. You know, people look at the distance of the kick, and the returner's not looking at just the distance. He's also looking at the hang time. And if it's a low-line drive and it's, 7, 8 yards deep, and he's got some space, he feels like he can make a play. And also if the return coincides with where the ball's kicked. You know, if they have a left return and the ball's kicked left, well, he's got a better chance of bringing it out. We saw one yesterday where we kicked opposite where they were going to return. Even though the ball was only a couple yards deep, they decided to take a knee because they would have to come all the way across the field with a great potential to be down inside their own 10-yard line. So the returner, sort of took a knee there. So you see that happen, but there's a line between it. And just like a punt return, you got to, sort of have an idea how much space you have, how much hang time, where the direction is, and what the risk-reward situation is. Some people, try to make a play and try to bring one out. I think particularly against us, people were trying that because we hadn't covered very well. We're starting to cover a little bit better and potentially make some people pay for having to do that.
All right, it's Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. We're going to take a break, come right back. This is Lions Review live from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. When we do, we'll talk offense, and they had it going yesterday as they beat Jacksonville and head into a game at Minneapolis this week at Minnesota against the Vikings with a record of 4-4. Take a break, come right back. Stick with us.
97-1, the ticket. Players don't score half a goal. Make half a shot or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the Cottonwood Garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Have you ever got a windbreaker from the phone company? How about a barbecue apron from your realtor? Not likely. Point is, when you choose Labatt Blue, we show you how much we appreciate it by giving you stuff. It's our way of rewarding you for staying true to the good stuff. Visit LabattBlueRewards.com and receive 100 points towards your first reward. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Last year, I had a heart attack. It happened when I was throwing the football around with my son. He's a tough kid, but he looked pretty scared when I told him to go in the house to get his mother. The doctors and nurses in Oakwood, they were just incredible.
The cardiovascular team at Oakwood specializes in making sure dads are there to teach their sons how to throw a football. To learn more about our advanced cardiac care and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Hey, want to watch the game this weekend on my huge new high-def TV? We had to take down some family photos to make room for it, but it's just like being there.
Thanks, man, but I prefer live def. I will be there.
I thought that was sold out.
With NFL Ticket Exchange powered by Ticketmaster, you can score seats from season ticket holders and other fans who can't make it, or sell your tickets if you can't make it.
What about fakes?
Not a chance. I know my tickets are good before I get to the gate because NFL Ticket Exchange is the only official resale marketplace of the NFL. You get in guaranteed. But first, you got to go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Got an extra ticket for me?
Sorry, but don't forget to look for me in the stands.
And don't let me forget that website.
It's NFL.com/ticket exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, is the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in 3 spicy flavors, your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howie's! Everything's going to snow.
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered, from sales to service, with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know, and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkston, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lions Review, great crowd down here at the Hard Rock Cafe. Love to see you down here one of these weeks. Coach, let's get to your offense. And I think right off the bat, the thing that jumped out at a lot of people, and there's a lot of things, but let's talk about the running game, because you had a couple of backs going. I know you always appreciate what Kevin does as well. Maybe the numbers weren't there for him, but he's very good in pass protection and getting job done out there. But just talk about the running game you were able to establish in this one.
Well, we were close to 60% efficient in our run game, which means a lot to us, sustaining drives. We had 3 drives over 80 yards. Hard to do that without running the football. Rush for 150 yards. And I think our running backs average about 4.7 a carry. So, that was some good things there. The first guy hardly ever got us down. We ran with strength and made a couple guys miss here and there, and also had some contributions in the pass game. So, it was an overall productive game, not just for our running backs, but for our whole running offense.
And inside, outside, guys were able to get to the edge. I mean, LeSure, I think it was a second touchdown run where he kind of got to the left side and made 2 guys miss. I mean, there were just some real nice highlight runs in there.
Yeah, Scott Linehan did a good job of adjusting our run game. They were running some inside stunts and some stuff with their linebackers pressing inside to try to take our inside run game away, and he adjusted to it. We got on the edge more just with sort of toss sweeps and bounce outs, but also the cutbacks, and we were productive running the ball there. And then after we started doing that, the inside weakened up a little bit. So we made some adjustments early to what they were doing and found a way to be productive. Mikkel had, like you said, great feet on that one play. He's a big man and can run vertically. A lot of people don't expect, those guys to be, sort of making guys miss bouncing outside, or like Joyke Bell jumping over some guys and doing some of those.
You're more analytical when you look at that stuff, but for us, that was a lot of fun to watch him. And he shows his athleticism, maybe not, as you talked about today, the fastest guy in the world, not slow, but also the athleticism and just the quick feet to get up and over somebody. I mean, as a guy who grew up watching Calvin Hill, remind me a little of Calvin Hill, the way he used to do that same number and everything.
The thing with Joyke, probably his best play was an incomplete pass. Almost made an amazing catch on the sideline. He looked like a wide receiver. Did a great job at number one catching the ball, but also toe tapping on the sideline. And just wasn't enough. I mean, we sort of put it in a tough spot for him to be able to handle, but he showed the potential of really good hands and doing some things for us in addition to the other runs that he had. And sort of salting the game away. They had made it a 2-score game, 2 scores, 16, so 2 scores and 2 2-point conversions. But anything can happen in the NFL. And then we got that last drive and kept the drives alive and ended up with a touchdown, and the game was really out of hand at that point, out of reach at that point.
9 plays, 80 yards. You took almost 6 minutes off the clock. That's a great answer on the road in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's a salt in the game away, ice in the game, whatever cliche that you want to use. That's what we did. And, you know, it's nice to do that with their offense, let the defense go over there and rest and take their time and let the offense just go out there and even, you know, let some of our other guys get in there and contribute to the offense also.
Internet started buzzing on Saturday night that Calvin might not play. Calvin might only play on third downs. Well, he played. He obviously played extremely well. Anything different you did to get him the ball in this game, or was that just what the defense presented?
No, we were just sort of doing what the defense presented. They had a similar game plan to what they ran against Green Bay, so we were prepared for that. You know, Calvin's not 100%, but he was able to go out there and be effective. And, you know, his 80% or 90% or 95% or 50% is better than a lot of other people, and he's a tough guy. And I think he's made big steps in his career doing that, going out and being a contributor, even if he's not 100%. He made a difference in this game, you know, and I think it was definitely noticed for sure.
The thing you love about Calvin, too, and we called it a couple times, big blocks to help other guys. You had a quick hitter to Broyles to the right side. The Calvin threw a good block to help open it up for him. Blocking in the running game, stuff that maybe doesn't get noticed all the time. But here's a superstar, one of the, you know, best in the NFL today, clearly out there blocking and making it easier for other guys.
We're playing with a lot of effort in our run game. Our offensive line is finishing blocks. Riley Reiff has made a big difference for us, particularly on our edges. Our tight ends are doing a good job finishing. Pettigrew and Heller, particularly in our run game yesterday. But our wide receivers have also blocked well, and it's not just Calvin. Titus Young had a couple big blocks on LeSure's touchdown run. Titus went in and cracked the safety and did a great job of it, and the ball's able to bounce out, and we end up scoring. Broyles the same way. Those guys are aggressive in the run game and going out and cutting these corners, and I think that's why you're seeing some of these runs get a little bit longer than normal, because the guys that would be cleaning those runs up are getting blocked by our wide receivers.
You know, people might look at the box score. This is a perfect example of a game where if somebody's just playing fantasy football or something, they look down and they have Matthew on their team, like maybe I do, and they look down and they see, okay, this for this and this many yards but no touchdowns, they might think, off game. He was terrific yesterday, really outstanding.
Yeah, we took care of the football, had no turnovers. We were 8 of 12 on third down, which is another good week there. We were 4 for 4 in the red zone, which is another important thing for us. And, you know, no matter how you score them, they count for 7 points. And, you know, that's the bottom line. And we're not playing the fortunate thing for us is we're not playing fantasy football. All we're trying to do is get a win, and however that happens, we have a lot of players that are unselfish players. You know, Calvin gets the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line on one. Well, we go and run it across on the next play. You know, there's no, you know, feeling like, okay, well, he got it down there, we have to throw another ball to him or anything else. They were doubling him on the next play. They were soft in the middle. Mikel LeSure is able to score. We had a good group that way, and Matt leads that. You know, he's not interested in stats. He's interested in getting wins. Wins the most important stat, and I think we're pleased with where our guys are when it comes to that kind of attitude.
You mentioned third down. As you said, 8 for 12 in the game. There was a point in the first half where you were 7 for 9, might have been early in the second half. You had been successful in your last 8 in the previous game. So doing a little bit of math, you were 15 for 17 on a run on third down. That's got to be almost unheard of. That's incredible efficiency.
Yeah, not all of them, you know, third and one or third and twos. There were, you know, some third and tens in there and third and 12s and third and eights. You know, you got to be an accurate passer. You have to make good decisions. You have to have guys that can run after the catch. You have to have good protection. You know, we only took one sack on the day, and that was when Matt scrambled out and, you know, just got back to line of scrimmage. So, you know, it wasn't a lost yardage play, but we had no lost yardage runs. We had, you know, we only had the one sack, but that was a gain of zero. So we weren't behind the sticks a lot. You know, we overcame one penalty, didn't overcome another one. But our offense didn't set themselves back, and I think that was a big key to this game also.
Took a while for Ryan Broyles to find some opportunities in this offense this year, but he's got them now. And in this league, when your opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it. And I thought yesterday people got an opportunity to see a lot of the things that you probably saw in him, some tough catches against very good coverage yesterday.
Yeah, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's very strong. He just knows how to get open. And you see him move the sticks on a lot of those third downs. Made a couple of really big receptions for us, keep drives alive. You mentioned the first play of the game, you know, get that ball and run after the catch a little bit. He's good at that. And I think we're just scratching the surface of him also. You know, he's less than a year away from a major or a year off of a rehab. of a major, major knee injury. So, you know, we're only seeing the beginning of him. He's still improving in our offense, but also he's improving physically.
Riley Reiff right now is helping you win games, but it's also got to be a bonus that he's getting some tremendous experience playing in this league. Hasn't been able to obviously break into that offensive line, which is playing very well right now, but you're finding a role for him. He's helping you win, and he's learning how to play in this league.
Yeah, he's bringing something to the party, too. He's playing with a lot of toughness. He's a good athlete. We're not just using him as a point of attack blocker. We're, you know, cutting the backside with him, you know, and that's a big 310-pounder that can get a good head of steam. And if you're in the way, you don't want to be in the way for very long. And that's made a big difference for our run game. Number one, the edge. Number two, the cutback. You know, and he brings some attitude to it. And that's, like I said, bringing a little personality, bringing a little something to the party. He's been good in pass protection. Because when he's in the game, you can't be one-dimensional. You have to be able to throw it also. So he's been out there on some protections. You know, it's been a good you know, sort of package for us. And each week we've done it, we've got more and more confidence in it because Riley's done a good job in that role.
As you turn the page, exciting week coming up. You go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. This is one of my favorite buildings to go to. This is a fun place to play. Great fans, really loud. And always a competitive game against a team like the Vikings. Just your thoughts, obviously, there's a lot of things that you look at this game, divisional game, playoff race, and just wanting that next win.
Yeah, I think wanting the next win and division game mean the most in there. You know, we had to fight to get back to 4-4, and we certainly don't want to let it slip away from us. But a chance to get a win on the road, and beat an NFC North team that already beat us one time. You know, those are all very important things. And they're ahead of us in the schedule and in the standings right now. So it gives us a great opportunity to get a win, but also to put a loss on one of our division opponents. You know, we need to play our best on Sunday. It's a tough place to play. They have some really good players. We'll have to play our very best to come out with a win.
You guys played well defensively against them the last time. Closing thought here, just a quick thought on some of the keys to doing that again. They scored 6 points against your defense last time, 14 off special teams. And this is a team that does have some playmakers like Harvin. We don't know what his status is, but Adrian Peterson looks like Adrian Peterson again.
Yeah, I mean, he looked as good as he's ever looked. 180 yards last week on like 17 carries. Makes big plays. He's a tough runner. He's obviously the key to their offense, and we need to do a good job of not only stopping him, but also limiting those big runs. He's going to get some yards, but you can't allow the big runs to happen. And I think you saw that against Seattle. That's where they were able to make their move, you know, get some points on the board. They end up losing the game, but you know, he got them in the end zone or made some real, you know, sort of field shifting game gains. We'll have to play very, very good there, and we have to get pressure on the quarterback, make him throw before he's really ready.
Coach, good stuff. Appreciate it. Good luck as you get set for the Vikings this week. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Dan.
All right, there he is, Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, everybody. Appreciate him stopping by here live with us at the Hard Rock Cafe. This is Lions Review. When we come back, Rob Sims, one of the guys who did a real nice job up front yesterday in Jacksonville. We'll bring him in, take some of your calls as well. I'll open up the lines if you want to talk Lions, 248-539-9797. We roll on right after this.
You've got a question?
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like, is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you won't get anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beard. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon, 3.5-liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds TBWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
This is the first therapy session with Pepsi Next. Now, why did you come to see me?
Doctor, I've been feeling a little misunderstood.
Yes? And why is this?
Well, I have all the real cola taste, but 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi. I'm not diet. I'm not regular. I'm Pepsi Next.
Aha. Uh-huh. We are dealing with a cola complex. You need to make the world believe you're your own cola.
I keep telling people I'm a delicious cola, but no one seems to get it.
Well, have they actually tried you? Hmm?
So what you're telling me is that if they drink it, they'll believe it.
Precisely.
Pepsi Next. Real cola taste. 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi. And crazy enough to be true. Head to Facebook.com/PepsiNext to learn more. Drink it to believe it.
Chill out with Green Deer's new ice cream minis. The coolest little desserts around. They're just like your favorite big boy desserts, only they're mini. And perfectly priced at only $1.99 each.
It's your big boy.
Hi, I'm A.J. Flippas, president of Wright & Flippas. We're proud to be Michigan's largest home health care provider, but we didn't achieve that distinction overnight. For more than 60 years, we've been working hard to make people's lives better and easier. Whether it's a custom-made knee brace, diabetic supplies, portable oxygen, or a wheelchair lift, we are uniquely prepared to provide the personalized care you expect and deserve. We have more locations and offer more products than any other local company. No one can match our variety of customized services, and no one accepts more insurance plans. Wright & Flippas is truly your complete one-stop home health care solution. If you or a loved one need anything for home health care, know that you can trust Wright & Flippas.
Wright & Flippas, first to serve your home health care needs.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews. I get to see a lot of breakout players, but the secret to winning? Team. That's why in business, I recommend the Cintas team. You know them for uniforms, but they also have tile and carpet cleaning, restroom supplies, document shredding, fire and first aid services. And only Cintas has Carhartt rental workwear. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CINTAS.com/radio. And bring in the team with the white truck.
Why just watch the game when you can experience it with a Sony HD TV? Catch every play with razor-sharp picture clarity, intense color, ultra-clear motion, and truly transcendent picture quality that helps you feel like you're part of the game. Sports, HD movies, and even YouTube clips come along with unprecedented detail and astonishing color from Sony's exclusive X-Reality Pro engine. Visit your local ABC warehouse and see the game on Sony's best picture ever.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome back. Great to have you here. We are at the Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review live tonight. Guests on tonight's show will receive a beautiful Bulova watch, compliments of Astron's Creative Jewelers located in downtown Birmingham. Ask for Gary or Richard Astron. They can take care of all of your jewelry and timepiece needs. And that brings us to our next guest, who is Rob Sims. Welcome, man.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to be after a victory, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's always better after a victory.
Monday feels so much – I mean, you're going to feel beat up whether you win or lose, but yeah. I would imagine you get out of bed a little bit easier after you win.
A little less bruising. A little easier to get up and walk around, less sore, all the way around better.
Talk to me about – give me a Sunday night after you win. You get back. We got back last night about 8 o'clock, something like that. What's Sunday night like for you? Is it all just complete decompressing, or are you still –
Yeah,
wired.
I'm a little wired, but my family and my daughter has a way of slowing me down a little bit. So, it was good to just get back and kick back, and I'm a big family guy. So we just sat back and relaxed. It was good. It was nice.
Your beautiful family here tonight.
Absolutely.
Your daughter with us. Everybody. She's the belle of the ball here. Everybody's keeping an eye on her.
Yeah.
She's entertaining everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's always good. Nice to go home to that win or lose.
Yes.
Always nice when you win. All right, let's talk about this because this was a good game. We're going to get into some of your phone calls, too. If you want to join us, if you want to talk Lions, give us your thoughts on yesterday's game. Look ahead. Thoughts on the midway point as well. The number here to join us, 248-539-9797. That's how you reach us. One thing we talked with Coach about and one thing we talked about yesterday during the broadcast as well. You look on paper, mm-hmm. you're the better football team than Jacksonville. You went down there, and from really the opening kickoff, you showed that.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I think all week we were kind of thinking about it as being a trap game. We coming off a big win, from Seattle, and, just didn't want to underestimate these guys. And I think we handled business the way we needed to handle business. And, We came out the way we wanted to come out, and it felt good to get it.
I'm guessing this was probably the polar opposite of the way you felt after the Tennessee game. Because I don't know if you want to say it, I'll say it. You're a better team than Tennessee.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have lost that game. That one left the mark. You went down this time, though. Was that one kind of in the back of your mind, that can't happen again?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, definitely. I mean, it's so hard to get a win in the NFL anyway. And, you know, definitely the ones you should win, you got to get done. And we didn't get it done at Tennessee. And for us to come back and get this done the way we did at Jacksonville, it feels good. I feel we're on the right track, and we're right. We need to be in the mix.
I think two great balance. And you guys had not often this season been able to get going early offensively. Last 2 weeks, we have seen you do more of that. Talk about what you've seen from this team early in games that have allowed you to get in the end zone.
You know, I think one thing we do, we don't sugarcoat anything with each other. You know, we go into that meeting, and if there's a problem, we address it, and that's been one of them is not starting early, not starting on the first drive or in the first quarter and having to play from behind. So we did that, and we've just been working it in practice. We've been making sure we play fast and start fast like we always do, but just, you know, the extra emphasis. And, it's paying off, and it did pay off.
Get to your phone calls in just a moment if you want to join us here on Lions Review at 248-539-9797. I would think one of the frustrating things would be when you were going through that spell, it wasn't like you could go to practice and say, okay, we just need to work on this. There's a whole bunch of different things that just kind of went wrong at the wrong time to kill drives. So really I would think that the first 2 months of the season has just been doing what you do and trying to do it better and trying to execute more consistently.
Yeah, I mean, I think, we came out and got, 1-3. Of course, that's not the way we wanted to start, but there was no panic from anybody, or we got to change the whole scheme, or we got to do this or do that. It was like, hey, let's work on the little things. Let's get back to the grind. Let's get back to, who we are as a team. And I think we did a great job doing it. When you got, leaders like Dominic Raiola and Jeff Backus, it's easy to get back to where you need to be.
We saw yesterday, you talk about who you are as a team. Saw yesterday a balanced football team. Mm-hmm. We saw a good running game. We saw a good passing game. And when you can keep a team off balance like that, things all of a sudden, I don't want to say easy because nothing's easy in this league, but it gets easier because they don't know what's coming next.
Right, yeah, I would say easier is the right, way to phrase it. I mean, nothing's easy. Those guys, Mincy and those guys up front, they played hard. And their linebackers, they came after us and threw what they had at us. But, when you get it like that, I mean, it's the best feeling in the world. You feel like, anything that's called, you're going to break it. And, Mikael and Joy did a great job running the ball. And, Megatron did his thing too, even a little banged up, So, that's the type of character this team is made up of. And like Coach always says, we got it in this room. We don't have to go outside this room and go look for anything. And, we just got to keep on proving it every single Sunday.
You mentioned Calvin. Clearly he's not 100%. But it's got to mean a lot to you guys, and everybody in this league plays hurt. Mm-hmm. But when you look over and see that kind of superstar, and you know he's in pain, he's not 100%, playing the way he's playing.
Yeah.
We talked about it with Coach, catching the ball, blocking, opening things up for teammates, doing everything under the sun. That's leadership.
Yeah, I mean, historically, a lot of superstars in this league will shut it down if they're not feeling
especially
right.
Especially wide receivers.
They'll shut it down. Of course, we know those guys, we're talking about, but he's just not – he doesn't have that makeup. He's not about that. He's a team guy. He's a good friend. He comes to work every single day, and he goes out there and he shows. He's one of the hardest workers on the team.
Talk to me about those running backs that were working behind you yesterday, because you had to love the way that Mikael ran the football, and Joik's getting it done as well, and Kevin, when he's called upon, is called upon to do things, and he's got a role with this team. But it was fun to watch guys working like that, and it's been a while since we've seen a kind of a host of running backs here that can get the job done.
Well, I mean, Mikael, I mean, we saw when he first came out, the first game he came back and he went for 100. We were saying then, he's just going to get better as the season goes on. He's going to get his legs underneath him and find out how we're blocking and what we're doing. And then kind of, Joik is just, he wasn't – I don't want to say surprised, but he's the guy that just kind of came and just, hey, I want some of this too. Started doing, and really running the ball really well, both really comfortable, both of those guys back there. And then, Kevin has been there and just been so unselfish. And, when he steps up there, he gets what he can get and – hard worker, and we're blessed to have those three guys.
You gotta have an appreciation too for a guy that goes through what Kevin has gone through, out of the league, back in the league, active, inactive, and yet he still goes out there and fights for every inch that he has. You guys know how tough it is to just make it in this league. but then to stick around when it seems like things aren't going your way and you just have to stay positive. When you look at him as a teammate, that's got to mean something to you.
Yeah, it means something. I mean, in this league, I mean, you know, they're practicing, they're giving guys a tryout every single week, you know, to take your job. That's just part of the, this pedigree. That's part of what, what it is to be a professional and an NFL player. And good thing about Kevin, he just rolls with the punches, you know. And that's the big thing. He just hangs in there. He rolls with the punches. Whatever they tell him to do, when it, you know, he does it. And then, you know, whenever he gets a chance, he goes and makes a play.
You know, same thing with Joyke. And I know folks around here love the story because obviously he played at Wayne State. He's got a lot of fans here. Mm-hmm. But a guy that's been said, told, no thank you so many times in this league, but he kept fighting. And not only did he make this team, game one, you know, first and goal or whatever it is they put him in there, here comes Joyke Bell, and everybody's like, huh, what's going on here?
Right.
This coaching staff's got some confidence in him. And then from there, this guy has just seen his role grow and grow at critical times. Again, you got to have great appreciation for somebody who sticks to it like that and now has made a mark in this league and is making a mark.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's the good thing about being a Lion. I think that's the best thing about being a Lion is that, you know, a lot of guys end up here that, you know, Seattle said no. Or, you know, Joyke went through what he went through, or Kevin in and out the league. And you kind of come here, and they're fair. You know, they give you your shot. And if you act upon it and go out there and you play ball the way you're supposed to play ball, you know, there you go. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's why we're so close. Because, you know, the guys that have been here have to go through so many struggles. And then the new guys that come, they're just like, this is my opportunity. And they take advantage.
Back to your offense as a whole for just a second. The great thing yesterday was some long drives. And mm-hmm. what we've seen over the last 2 weeks has been long ball control drives where you guys have just been able to kind of grind down the opponent. And that's where you start taking a little something out of them. That's like boxing where you start landing those body shots and they start to feel it.
Well, I mean, I think that's our goal, especially up front. Our goal is to go out there and play you every single play. So at the end of the game, we're trying to break you. That's our goal. George Yarno and Jeremiah Washburn, they do a good job of instilling that in us. You know, that's if y'all know Dom, that's Dom. You know what I mean? That's just him, period. And Jeff too. And you know, it's been a pleasure to come and be able to, you know, play for those guys and play, you know, with Jeff and guys and Petey and Dom has just been good. You know, it was a puzzle piece that was meant for me. And I was able to come in there and love playing with those guys and you know, many more. You know what I mean? It's been good.
I think Lions fans would say it's a puzzle piece. You've been a very good fit, and it's been fun to watch you guys kind of grow together. We'll take a break, come right back. When we do, we will get to the phone calls. If you want to join us, you want to talk to Rob Sims, you want to talk Lions, you want to talk about yesterday's game, look ahead to the Vikings game, or just kind of give us your thoughts on where they are midseason, 4-4 as they get to the halfway point. Phone number here to join us on Lions Reviews, 248-539-9797. Get to your calls in a moment, 248-539-9797. And don't forget, the Lions official mobile app, presented by Flagstar Bank, Michigan's hometown bank, is here. See real-time stats, watch video on demand, follow all the latest team news. Stay in touch with the Lions anytime, anywhere on your smartphone. Download the official mobile app of the Detroit Lions today. Flagstar Bank is a member of the FDIC. Phone calls at 248-539-9797 when we come back on Lions Review on 97.1 The Ticket.
97.1 The Ticket. Lions fans, American Coney Island is pleased to announce that it has teamed up with Ford Field to bring their 95-year tradition of Detroit's original Coney Dogs to the home of the Detroit Lions. Now you can enjoy American Coney Island's award-winning Coneys at every Lions home game this season. Located on a lower level near Gate B, the Detroit Lions and American Coney Island. Any way you top it, it's a winning combination.
The folks over at Oakwood removed a tumor on my spine with a robotic system that used this high-energy beam. I called it RoboDoc. I asked them if it could remove a tattoo with my old girlfriend's name on it. They said it couldn't, but the tumor's gone and they saved my life.
The oncology team at Oakwood specializes in making sure funny people never lose their sense of humor. To learn more about state-of-the-art cancer treatment like the CyberKnife and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to Oakwood.org.
For your
your next big move, choose Budget Truck, the preferred truck rental company of the Detroit Lions. As a loyal fan, you can save 15% when you mention code LIONS. Visit budgettruck.com/Lions or call 1-800-566-8422 to book your truck today. Offer subject to availability and participating locations. Blackout dates apply. Taxes, fees, and surcharges are extra. Cannot be combined with other offers. Renter must meet budget qualifications. Full terms and conditions available at budgettruck.com/Lions.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your macro-centric fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise, you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford Tough.
Now here's some history for you. Labatt Blue wasn't always called Labatt Blue. In 51, we called it Labatt Pilsner Lager. But when folks got hold of its easy drinking taste and distinctive blue label, they nicknamed it Blue. The name stuck, and we stuck it on the label. Since then, you've made Labatt Blue the number one Canadian import beer in the world. And you said you didn't like history. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in three spicy flavors, your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Well, that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howie's!
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you here. Monday night, Lions Review, live from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Jim Schwartz was with us for the first half of the show. Rob Sims with us right now. Get to some of your calls coming up in just a moment at 248-539-9797 if you want to join us. Want to remind you, Lions, of course, are away this week, but second half of the schedule, they got a lot of home games. All-inclusive single-game suite rentals are still available for the season, including the Thanksgiving Day game against the Texans. Rentals include all-you-can-eat catering package and VIP parking. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012. All right, let's get to this. You've won 3 out of 4. Not the start you were looking for at 1-3, but you get back to 4-4. Confidence level right now in terms of where you're at as a football team, much different than it was, I think. You know, you can tell me after a month that, oh, we feel great, we're 1-3, we still believe. But winning means something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing is that all the hard work you did to right the ship paid off. And, you're finally where you think you should be, and you're playing the way you think you should be, and you still got room for improvement. And I think that's the biggest thing.
And you take the field now, I'd imagine. And again, I don't want to make it seem like it was doom and gloom after a month. But when you're playing well and you're winning and you're converting third downs and you're scoring, there's a different feeling. You want to get on that field. You want to get out there because you believe, you know what, this is our day again.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, like I said before, I mean, you can't draw it up any better than that. I mean, that's the way in every football player's mind a game is supposed to go.
Yeah.
You go out there and everything you call works. And that's how it felt yesterday, and we just got to keep on adding on to that. You know, it starts this week.
confidence, too. I remember one time when I was covering the Redskins, and Joe Jacoby, the old offensive lineman, was talking to me, and he said that they had gotten a game plan on Wednesday, and this is when the Redskins were rolling. He said, I looked at the game plan, he goes, and I knew right then we had won. I knew right then. I had such confidence in what we were doing and what they had us doing that we'd won. When you're a football player and you've got your team rolling like that, as you go through the week, I imagine it gets to a point where you believe, you know, the work is there, but this is going to be our day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely. I mean, I think it starts on Wednesday. You know, we go back Wednesday and we look at, you know, what we're gonna do, run the ball. You know, we take a look at that, and you know, Scott does, you know, a really good job of getting us in the right places, give us a chance to make plays, and it shows on film.
Talk to me about Riley Reiff and what he's brought to the offensive line. Coach had some real good things to say about him. It's fun to watch him. Here's the big guy rolling in motion and just adding another big body in there to what you're trying to do. And he talked about his importance in the run game.
Well, I think one thing about Riley that sticks out to me is that he's another guy that just kind of rolls with the punches. It may not be, you know, he may not have broken into the top five, but, you know, him being our sixth offensive lineman, he goes out there and plays just as hard as we do with the same tenacity that we do. And, you know, it's great to see. And on top of that, he's learning from, you know, one of the best guys in the league, and that's Jeff Backus, on how to approach games, how to approach a year, you know, how to approach your technique. And, you know, it can do nothing but help him.
What a great thing, too. I hit on this for a moment with the coach. To get experience in this league, to be out there playing, you know, and it's kind of an unconventional way to do it, the way that they've done it, but it's worked out wonderfully, and it's a big boost to the team. And at the same time, whenever he is called upon to break into that first five, he's going to be much better off now than he would have been if he'd just been sitting watching.
Oh, I mean, I agree. I think the cool thing about Riley is, you know, he was running on the field yesterday. We were in Jacksonville in an away game, and people were cheering for him. It was kind of crazy, you know what I mean? But you know, that's the thing about Riley. You know, he's a quiet kid. He's got so much talent. He's got so much ability. And, you know, when he does get his chance, you know, down the road, he's going to be a good one.
Is he talking to Coach about getting the ball thrown his way yet? Has he been talking smack? Does he think he has hands?
Man, I've been talking to Scott about letting me get the rock. So, I mean, I think I'm first in line. But, yeah, he's definitely been talking about it. You know, I mean, that's every offensive lineman's dream. That never comes true. But, yeah.
Here's what I love, too. And third down, we talked about all the 80-yard drives. They don't happen unless you keep drives alive. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this stat to Coach, and we mentioned it yesterday on the broadcast. Final eight last week, 7 out of your first 9 yesterday. You had a streak of 15 out of 17 conversions. Wow. I'm guessing. I don't know, but I'm guessing in all your years in the league, you've never been on a 15 for 17 on third down.
No,
that's
never.
Incredible.
Not even close. Not even close to anything like that. I mean, I think it's just about talking about it in meetings. You know, I think Scott's like, hey, we got to pick third down up. And then it goes from Matt, and then it trickles down the rest of us, and we get it done. And it's the best feeling when you're on a team that's like that, when everybody's professional and everybody's like, look, I got to pick my game up so we can get better. And, you know, we're able to do it, and it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Big game this week, divisional game, a team that you're trying to kind of get ahead of, and you know you'll probably have to beat out in the end. For a playoff spot, but more immediately, they beat you once this year, and I'm sure you'd like to get back even with them. And as we move into the third quarter of the season, this one is big in the standings.
Yeah, this is big. This is big. You know, they're a good team. I feel like everybody in our division is good. Everywhere you look, you know, Green Bay is good, Chicago's good, and it's got to start this week for us.
And I would imagine not just losing last time, but as an offensive line, that wasn't your best. That you guys didn't run the ball effectively. They kind of beat you with four up front, which I don't think you ever want on your resume. You never want a team to be able to say that.
No, five versus four. That should be a win. You know, they're talented, and you know, we had an off day, and we got to make sure it's not off this week.
I was saying to Coach, this to me is one of the – I enjoy going to this building. I think this is a fun place to be to watch a game.
Right.
What's it like to play? I know it's loud. And in particular, when you're trying to hear the signals as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, it's very loud. It's chaos out there at times. You know, they come to play. We come to play. It's nasty on both sides. I know you remember a couple of years ago we had the little fight. We had the little skirmish. I mean, that's just Lions and Vikings football. That's just what it is. And it's you know, I mean, it's fun.
I imagine that you go in knowing at some point that guys are Sherrillis and Jared Allen will probably square off. They don't.
No doubt.
There doesn't seem to be many holidays shared between those two families.
No, especially not those guys.
Talk to me about that front, though, because the names have changed over the years. Allen obviously has remained the same. Williams remained the same. But it seems like that's one thing that Minnesota has consistently had. Robinson's kind of filled in there. They're a good defensive front. Right.
Well, you know, Robinson, you know, the thing about him, you know, he was a really good backup for them for a long time. And then when he moved to a starting position, I mean, he's, if you look around, he's one of the best out there, you know, in my opinion. And, Duran or whoever else is going to be in there, they're all good players. So we got to play them tough. We got to give them they're going to give us their best. We're going to give them our best. And there you go.
Keep it going, man. This is fun to watch. It's been a good time. All right, there he is. Rob Sims, everybody, joining us right here. We appreciate that. Rob, thank you very much. Always appreciate the time. Thank you for listening and making us part of your Monday night as well. This has been Lions Review from the Hard Rock Cafe. What we got next? Monday Night Football tonight. No Pistons tonight. That's tomorrow night. So we got Monday Night Football coming up next. Enjoy the game, everybody. Good night. 97.1 The Ticket.